This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The United States says it's planning new sanctions against Turkey if its incursion into northeastern Syria goes too far. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, Turkey's President Erdogan remains defiant despite U.S. criticism of his country's offensive in northern Syria.
In Turkey,
Kim ne dersin?
President Erdogan says he told President Trump and others, if you're going to stop this, stop it. But they haven't stopped it, so they will take matters into their own hands. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the U.S. is disappointed in Turkey, moving in after U.S. forces moved out of northern Syria.
To be clear, we are not abandoning our Kurdish partner forces, and U.S. troops remain with them in other parts of Syria.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says there could be powerful new U.S. sanctions against Turkey.
There are no sanctions at this time, but this will be the broadest executive authorities delegated to us.
Mnuchin says if Turkey goes too far, the U.S. will shut down its economy. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Donald Trump says the United States and China have agreed to the first phase of a trade deal that would end a 15-month-old trade war. In announcing the deal, the president said the U.S. relationship with China has never been better.
I think they're great. I think the relationship in certain ways may be better than it's ever been. We've been through a very tough negotiation. There's never been a negotiation like this.
The deal averts a 5% increase on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods set to go into effect next Tuesday. Trump has yet to change plans to impose tariffs December 15th on an additional $160 billion in Chinese products, a move that would extend the sanctions to just about everything China ships to the United States. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine was on Capitol Hill Friday for a closed-door deposition with three congressional committees working on the House impeachment inquiry. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
In an opening statement obtained by the Associated Press, Marie Yovanovitch, the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, told congressional lawmakers that the State Department was pressured by President Trump to remove her from her position. In the statement, she said she was abruptly recalled in May. She described her reaction as incredulous that the government had chosen to remove her, quote, based as best I can tell on unfounded and false claims by people with clearly questionable motives, unquote. She said she was told by an official that there had been a concerted campaign against her, and that Trump had pressured officials to remove her for almost a year. Lawmakers are questioning Yovanovitch as part of an impeachment investigation into President Trump's dealings with Ukraine. Jennifer King, Washington.
The 2019 Nobel Peace Prize was awarded Friday to Ethiopia's Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. We get details from Reuters correspondent Megan Ravel.
The 2019 Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, lauded for his deal last year with Eritrea, which ended two decades of hostility.
In Ethiopia, even if much work remains, Abiy Ahmed has initiated important reforms that give many citizens hope for a better life and a brighter future.
Abiy took office in April 2018 after his predecessor resigned, following 3 years of protest and unrest. He's since been praised for pushing Ethiopia towards new democratic freedoms.
That's Megan Ravel of Reuters. An international panel of aviation regulators is criticizing the approval process used for the Boeing MAX 737 jets. As AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports, the panel says Boeing withheld key information from pilots and safety regulators.
A report from this international panel finds the Federal Aviation Administration didn't get key information from Boeing about the automated flight system linked to the two deadly MAX jet crashes. And the FAA didn't have the expertise to effectively analyze much of what Boeing did share. The group found during the certification process, Boeing changed the design of that automation, making it more powerful. There were also signs that Boeing put undue pressure on its workers involved in the aircraft certification, raising more questions about the FAA allowing some of the safety work to be done by the very companies that it's regulating. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And U.S. President Donald Trump said Friday that Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan was stepping down, and a new acting chief of the agency would be named next week. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.